And Lord, I can't remember, Mike, whether I, how I ended up going over there. But I thought of myself as a dancer, is what I did. I thought of myself as a dancer. And so I used to go but how did I meet Helen?
But were you dancing before you met Helen? Where did you start thinking of yourself as a dancer?
Rudolf Nureyev. I went and saw Rudolf Nureyev dance, and I went and danced like Nuri. Yeah.
Where did you see Rudolf Nureyev?
Well, first time was I think it was in Vancouver, at the Queen Elizabeth Theater, and he danced with Dame Margaret Fonteyn. And I just fell in love. I said, wow, I can do this. And then I somehow, because I was connected with, like, Doug Hawthorne and all the other people on 4th Avenue, which is where the Sound Gallery was, and Al Neal, that's how I kind of got involved. And when they moved, I was sort of on 4th Avenue, but I really wasn't, because I was running my store still. But I really wanted to start branching, and so that's when I went to the... When we came downtown is when I really joined up with them, and you know, got very serious about dancing and about doing art, because it was doing art, because I, up to that point, I had done sculpture, but you know, I wasn't a Rodin or a Michelangelo, so, and I just didn't see myself making my living doing that, so I wanted to try dancing, and then that turned into sound.
So, and you connected with Helen at the Sound Gallery?
Yeah, probably I met Helen at the Sound Gallery, and just before they were moving, you know, a couple of months before.
So you would have gone to the Sound Gallery because of the scene that was going on there?
Because it was the scene. Just the scene.
And who else would you have known there at the time? Did you know Greg, for instance?
No, I didn't know anybody, really.
Oh, so you would have just happened in there.
I happen everywhere.
Right,
yeah,
right.
It's usually not that I get an introduction. I hear something cool was happening, and I would just show up, you know, and then if it was a good scene, great, and if it was a bad scene, kind of disappear.
But it was art that you were after.
Oh, yeah. I was writing poetry before then, which I'm back doing now, but... yeah, I was writing poetry then, and then I saw Nureyev and started the dance, and found Helen and Judy, you know, and I mean, I don't know quite how we hit it. I mean, I really don't. It was just, it was like, how did I find, you know, Doug Hawthorne? How did I find, you know, all the dances that we put on and all, you're just always there. And I think that someone said they were coming over there and that they needed someone to help them do something, you know. And I went in and I loved Helen. I mean, Helen was so direct in the way she, you know, the way she beat her drum, you know, and it was just, and, you know, I mean, off the record, I used to drop my acid and go and dance because I could connect
with
Helen.
Could you say that on the record?
Well, yeah, you know, yeah, no, but it was that was what the times were. I can remember twice going there and I was just coming off a trip and still really just right there conscious, and I just remember that day connecting. I still do. I remember connecting with Helen and her drum, and she couldn't do anything with her drum that I couldn't do, and she connected with me, and she couldn't do anything without, and everyone else, all the rest of the troupe just fitted in, you know, and we did a whole, seemed to me at least a half hour performance, you know, and it was just fantastic, because just open enough, you know, not hallucinating, not doing it, not way out there, but just connected enough that everyone in the room connected, and they were all just... It's only happened once before, earlier life, down in, when we went down to California together, it happened down there once too, where everyone in the room got connected, you know, everyone knew everyone else's soul. It was beautiful. Yeah, so that was that was a trip.
So would you have been the only person that was there doing acid?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I don't even think anyone smoked.
I mean, right. Oh, I see.
Maybe, I guess Greg and Al did, because well, I mean, he used to do all the running for Al and stuff like that, you know, so. But, no, I'm sure I was, you know, would show up on acid. But I was very, you know, I mean, I was never hallucinating, and never peeking, never, I mean, I was just up here, and you look around, and you can, you know, I mean, I, like 1325 West Pender, you get a little stone there, you walk into the room, you survey the room, you knew the room. You know, you knew the pleasure, the pain, the where to duck, you know, and you enjoyed it. You know, that's what I liked about it.
Okay, so you got to Dancing with Helen and Lico.
Yeah.
That was her group.
Her group.
So can you think of anything else that would characterize your relationship with Helen at that time? Like any other anecdote that you might remember, or anything you might remember about interacting with her?
Well, yeah, on the good side, every dance was a personal relationship within the group, and that she caused. I mean, she just, because that's the way we dance. She said, "Okay, here are the parameters, and I go out and explore it." And she would beat her drum or whatever, you know. Usually it was just her drum. She'd beat her drum, and she would watch the tension grow and play to the tension, and pick people that had the tension, and the rest of the group would sort of know who that person was and would, and you know, make it happen with that person. Then all of a sudden it would dissipate down to nothing, and all of a sudden another energy would come up. It was great. Those days were wonderful. I mean, they really were. But that was youth, you know. That was, I mean, what was I? 24 years old, you know. I mean, old to some people, but just a kid, you know, just a baby in arms and lots of energy. And no, we did lots, and yeah, and then that's how we ended up going down to Intermedia. I mean, in the end, when Sound Gallery folded, and Helen, along with Herb and the other guys. Werner came in and started Intermedia. That's how we moved there.
So you were 24 in 1966?
64. I was born in 40.
Okay, so you were 24 in 1964.
Every time the year turns, that's my year.
Right.
Yeah. So, yeah, 64 was 24. 23, because I was late. I was in September of 24.
You were mentioning that at a certain point, working with Helen, you decided that you weren't going to be a dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And there seemed to be a need for someone to...
A sound person.
Do the sound.
Yeah.
Okay, so can you set that up?
Yeah, it really happened. I mean, when we were there at the Sound Gallery, we had people like Greg Simpson who... took care of the sound and you know, all like, because it was their show and we danced to their show. Later on, when we went to Intermedia, there was no real sound focus, and I was getting tired of dancing and realized I wouldn't make any money at it, and I'd explored it as far as I could go, and I really did, you know, we start bringing in the big dancers and seeing how they were Steve Paxton and that sort of thing. So I told Helen that I would run the tape recorders for her. Wouldn't abandon her, but I'd run the tape recorders for her. And Helen and I got very close. Toward the end of her life and how depressed she got and everything. I mean, I was still amazed that she walked into the sea, but I... Something was going to happen. I knew that. Yeah. So that's, yeah.
Okay, so by the time, so then when you made the transition to Intermedia in 1967.
67, yeah.
Then you went as a sound person.
Yeah, I became the sound man. I set up the sound, got a relationship with Commercial Electronics, who I already had a relationship with, and went in and we actually built out of two Ewers, one four-track, four-channel Ewer, and so we could do fairly decent sound recording on four channels instead of just two, and then we could mix them back in. I had a mixing board, and I had my Ampex there and a few things like that. There were other people who were much higher on the scale of sound, but very low on the scale of putting it together, you know, like, you know, we didn't have $1 million, we had $1,000 kind of thing, and so we had to put together what would work, an edit station, a recording station, that sort of thing. And that's the point when my art turned to sound.